to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a beautiful, warm Thursday afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee. We got a lot happening, so let's get right into it. Say hello to Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm great. Looking forward to a good show today.
Watson, I'm going to reserve this one, this little hand grenade for you.
Oh, okay. I need a hand grenade.
Yeah, here goes.
Okay.
I want to make clear on the front end exactly where I'm coming from here.
Okay.
Vanderbilt has made an announcement to retire Shane Foster's number 32. And I want to make crystal clear, Shane Foster is absolutely deserving of that honor. However, shame on the people who made this decision that the 32 numbers of Jan Van Bredekhoff and Will Perdue have not been included. Now, are both of them friends of mine? Oh, yeah. Make no mistake about it. I'm biased. But I don't think Jan Van Bredekhoff's track record or Will Perdue's track record need my help. Both of them are Hall of Fame types for their playing careers. Both ought to have their numbers retired. And shame on the people who made that decision to overlook great Vanderbilt basketball history. Now, is this the only time you're going to hear this? Uh-uh. I am going to pound the doors on this one. Will Perdue and Jan Van Bredekhoff deserve to have that number retired, as well as Shane Foster, who is very deserving of that honor. That's my hand grenade.
That's a good hand grenade. It probably covered some area right there. It probably blew up some stuff. So I'm 100% in agreement with you.
It's ridiculous that those 100%. Two are not included in that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you said it exactly right. Shane deserves it, but it's those two do too. And what a perfect time to have done it when it's the same number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where this wasn't thought out very well, if you ask me.
Okay. Before I get to Terry McCormick, there is a game that has already been played in the TSSAA finals up in Chattanooga. Lipscomb blew out CPA earlier today, 27-0. Murphy Fair will join us at 2:25 to talk about it. Terry, now that I have dropped my little hand grenade, how are you?
I'm good, George. Beautiful weather out today. So
unbelievable.
So that's a good step in the right direction.
It is. Did you ever see either one of the two I'm talking about?
I saw Van Bredekhoff on TV. I saw Will Perdue play live. And, yes, I agree with you 100%. They're two of the best players in Vanderbilt history, along with Shane Foster, Clyde Lee, and then you can
Perry
pick
Wallace.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's probably
who have had their numbers.
Right.
Clyde Lee and Perry Wallace, I think, are the two. And Shane Foster is totally deserving. I hope nobody ever says that they think I don't think Shane Foster deserves to be in there. He does. But so do Will Perdue and Jan Van Bredekhoff. If you're retiring that number, you retire it for all three of them.
No, I'm in agreement with you there. That's correct. That is right.
And to those who were a part of that decision, act like you know something about the history of Vanderbilt basketball.
It's about all they got left.
Well, there's one thing we would all agree on, huh? Perry Wallace and Clyde Lee deserve to be in
there. Oh, absolutely.
I got around Perry a lot. We both went in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame George together and on the same night. And my gosh, is he a class act.
Oh.
I had not been around him a lot. And that was the first time. And I walked away saying, hey, this is a no-brainer right here now.
Died way too early.
First class, yes.
Yeah.
First class man.
Okay, Terry, you have work to do, do you not?
I do.
Go.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Right. How did the Astros trash can banging get into my segment open?
It was crazy. The mouse just froze, and I moved it over, and it didn't in time. So that's on me.
If you hadn't have done it, I'd have put it on George. I would have put that one on George if you hadn't have just owned up to it.
I'm just an easy target, aren't I?
You're an easy target with that one. Just anytime Terry speaks, the Yankees come up. So just put that one on George.
So, Terry, the players have bolted, I guess, for the weekend.
Pretty much.
So what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about when they get back. We're going to talk about the schedule.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Did you realize this? That they have three games in an 11-day span once they come back on the 12th, or once they start playing again on the 12th.
Is that because they've got two different Thursday night games?
They've got one Thursday, two Sundays, and then a Thursday. They have a home game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I know
that's on what, the 14th?
That's on the 12th.
Okay.
And, you know, I know that they lost to the Texans and the Jets, but this is as good a situation as you could have, possibly coming off a bye with what they have been through with the injuries.
Okay.
You could not ask for a better situation than to have the Jacksonville Jaguars walk into your building on December the 12th.
Then
they go to Pittsburgh on December 19th. Now, traditionally, Pittsburgh has always been a tough out, always been a good team, but Cincinnati just roughed them around last week, and the Steelers are not the Steelers of old, so it's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. It'll also be interesting to see how many guys they maybe will have back and playing again by that point, because I think that may be a big, big factor in determining how that ball game shapes up. And then
San Fran on a Thursday night.
San Francisco on a Thursday night. And they probably have caught the 49ers at the wrong time.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing they have going for them. When you come west to east on a short week, that can make for issues.
Right.
So that's something the Titans need to take advantage of if they can. Then once they get through that, they will have another mini bye through the Christmas break, and they won't play again until January 2nd when the Miami Dolphins come here.
And then they close in Houston.
In Houston, yes. So they've got a little bit of a rush when they come back with those three games, then a mini bye, and then two more regular games. So those are two opportunities this week that we're currently going through right now, and then following that 49ers game, two opportunities for them to get some people back, get some people healthy, and to see if they can somehow right the ship.
Okay. That do it?
Well, one other thing.
One other note.
This happened yesterday after we went off the air. Did you see that the Seahawks signed Adrian Peterson?
I did.
What in the world is that about? I mean, they're going nowhere. They're 3-8. And if you're 3-8, why are you signing a 36-year-old running back to your practice squad?
I don't have the answer.
Neither do I. That one makes no sense to me.
I'll speak for Watson. He doesn't either.
But best of luck to Adrian Peterson. I hope it works out. Seems like a good guy.
First of all, it's time for Adrian Peterson to just end it. I mean, a Hall of Famer shouldn't be on a practice squad for a 3-8 football team at the end of his career. It just doesn't look good.
No, you're right. I mean, it kind of, you know, sadly reminds you, you know, I mean, we've seen a lot of guys that have, you know, been unable to you know when to say when, so to speak. I mean, you know, the great Muhammad Ali was one of those that stayed around about two fights too long. And there have been plenty of other guys that have done that in various sports. But and you hate to see Peterson go down that path.
Watson, we begin with this story. Hours into Major League Baseball's first work stoppage in 26 years, Commissioner Rob Manfred said the union's proposal for greater free agency and wider salary arbitration would damage small market teams. My reaction to that is this. I've thought for some time that this deal is going to get really serious. And let me speak as a hardcore baseball fan. Y'all better figure it out. This sport cannot handle any more of this crap. Get in a room and figure it out. Now, Manfred, I think, is an idiot. I think this is a labor negotiator. He doesn't know a ball from a strike. He doesn't know if a bat's pumped or stuffed. And I think he's part of this problem.
George, get it fixed. That's all I say. For everybody's sake, for the players, for the owners, for all of the Major League Baseball fans throughout the world, get it fixed. This is a big deal. And just get it fixed.
I would 100% wholeheartedly concur with that. And here's the thing that bugs me about Rob Manfred. He's trying to come up with all these newfangled ideas, these seven-inning doubleheaders and, you know, starting with a runner on second base. Look, the people who don't watch baseball are not going to watch baseball because you're trying to speed up the pace of the game, because you're trying to do this or do that to make it appeal to somebody. The people who love baseball are only going to get PO'd because you're messing with their sport.
Wow. You got fired up there.
That's it. That's the long and the short. You know what the worst part of this lockout is? If there's no season, that means that the Braves would be reigning champions for another year, and I'd have to hear you talk to me about it every day on the air.
Watson, can you believe he said that?
No, I'll even say I think this would trump it, Terry. If there's a lockout and there's no season, he's going to go nuts. So he'll finally let the Braves be for a while because he's going to go nuts on this one now.
Late word out of Lincoln, Nebraska. N, as you know, stands for knowledge at Nebraska. Their record-setting quarterback, I'm reading this, Adrian Martinez, three-time captain, entered the NCAA's football transfer portal today. You can put all this stuff out there you want. He can't throw. If you want a quarterback that can't throw, sign him up.
What record did he set? Turnovers?
Made 38 starts in a four-year career, including the first 11 games this year before a shoulder injury sidelined him. He's a great kid. He can't throw. Wow. Silence on the other end.
It's going to be interesting to see where he goes, isn't it? I don't think he'll be going to the BYUs or the passing teams of the world. I don't think he'll be going to SMU. Be interesting to see where he goes because he's smart enough to know he better go somewhere where it fits him.
We have a coach fired today after 2 years. That would be Steve Adazio at Colorado State. They were 2-9, lost their last six. They lost to Vandy.
Vandy's gotten a bunch fired through the years, no doubt about it.
Wow. Okay. After the break, we will hear from the guru. Murphy Fair is in Chattanooga. We'll find out a little bit of what went on in game number one, where Lipscomb blew out CPA 27-0. Then, at 2:40, my buddy and former University of Tennessee star Mark Griffin will join us. And then during the 3 o'clock, Underdog Picks. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hanson's Hardwood is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Hanson's Hardwood. For all your flooring projects, give the pros a call today at 615-281-0244. That's 615-281-0244. Hanson's Hardwood, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hey guys, it's Turner from Radnor Wine and Spirits. We're a family-owned liquor store that has been serving the Nashville community for 22 years. Located at 2635 8th Avenue South, we have an extensive selection of wine, tequila, craft beer, gin, bourbon, and more. Our staff has over 40 years combined experience, and with more than 10 different hand-selected barrels of bourbon and rye whiskey, we have one of the best selections in town. Come visit us on Wednesdays for wine tastings and 10% off wine all day. Follow us on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615 to see all of our favorite bottles, seasonal cocktail recipes, and any other specials the store is running. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits.
It's a Bill King show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Earlier, you're joined by the guru, Murphy Fair, who is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. TSSAA state finals are underway in football. And Murphy, Lipscomb completely dominated CPA in game one today. How surprised are you by their dominance?
Well, not too much, George. I think the score in their first meeting back during the regular season was 38-0. 27-0 today, but it was obvious that Lipscomb was loaded with incredible talent. Certainly don't want to downplay the coaching or on both sides of the ball and CPA's effort. They gave a great effort. It was scoreless, I think, after the first quarter and only 13-0 at the half. But I talked to Coach Trent Dilfer before the ball game. He told me there were 23 players on the Lipscomb roster who had been given a college offer to play at the next level. That's just unheard of at the high school level for one team to have that many kids going on to play at the next level. And that was just an indication of what the Lipscomb season was all about.
Murphy, at a prior radio station, and I've had a few, so you might have to think which one, Trent Dilfer used to do a segment with me on NFL football. And, of course, he was an outstanding ESPN NFL announcer.
Right.
Do you think he wants to be at Lipscomb long-term? What's the end game here?
I think it depends on what you mean by long-term. I think he has certainly reached one of his goals, and that is to bring another gold trophy to match all those that Glenn McAdams did in years past. I don't know if this is if this completes his wish list of being at Lipscomb or not. I get the indication that he's certainly having a great time, and can continue to do so because of all of the acquaintances and relationships that he's made during his college and professional football days. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the next headline is going to be out of Lipscomb football as to how long he's going to be there.
Murphy, give me a couple of those players that he talked about that have the college offers that really got your attention today.
Well, first of all, you've got to start with Alex Broom. What an incredible young man. And he gets a lot of that from his mom and dad. His dad, the longtime coach at McGavick and then Maplewood and now at Nashville Overton, Arsente Broom. Just a great guy. And his son, Alex, the same. He's going to Boston College. And I asked him back in late May or early June when I was making pictures of young men for the cover of my magazine this year. I said, what are you going to do after college? Because obviously you're going to have a great collegiate career. He said, well, if I'm not still playing football, as in the National Football League maybe, he said, I think I might go into biomedical engineering. So that gives you an indication of how well-rounded some of these players are. They're not just jocks who can run like crazy. They're smart kids. I mean, the big tight end who relocated from California to Nashville to go to Lipscomb, he carries a 4.6 GPA. I didn't know you could get a 4.6 GPA, but obviously he's taking a lot of college classes as a senior in high school. And in his spare time, he tutors freshman and sophomore football players at Lipscomb. So that just gives you a very, very small sampling at what some of these great players at Lipscomb are all about. They're not just great football players. They're great individuals who are going to grow up to be very special people doing whatever it is they choose to do.
Murphy, obviously CPA is in our listening audience. Ingle Martin has done a terrific job there over the years. What's the future in that school?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many variables depending on which way he goes. He's teaching such an incredible philosophy there to his kids about what's really important. Football's just a game, and yeah, you'd like to win every time you step foot onto the field. But it's more about what kind of dads these kids are going to be, what kind of husbands they're going to be, what kind of community leaders they're going to be. And he lives and walks that philosophy 24/7, and I think Ingle will be there as long as he wants to. I think he's very happy there. I think his staff is very happy there and happy to be involved in a philosophy like you see at CPA, and I look for him to be there for quite some time.
As people hear this interview, DCA and Nashville Christian have just sort of kicked off. In your crystal ball, the guru, what's the guru think's going to happen in game two?
Well, I look for this to be one of the best games of the day. I really do. Those three guys, actually those two guys that will be playing and coaching in that game, Jeff Brothers at Nashville Christian and Paul Wade at DCA, they were both members of David Pack's staff in the late 90s and early 2000s at CPA. So those guys have got that, pretty much got that same philosophy that I talked about that Engel has. They met in week 11 of the regular season, the last week of the regular season, and BCA won that ball game 7-3. And I expect another nail biter like that that goes down to the final horn as to who wins the game. It could go either way. Whoever makes the most mistakes, putting the ball on the ground, throwing kicks, whatever the case may be, because they're both very well coached. And the coaching philosophy is virtually the same. So I think they both will do a great job of making this game together.
Perfect. Leave me with this. This event has gone from Phil Chattanooga. Talk to me about facilities. How is Chattanooga handling this?
Well, they're doing an incredible top drawer job. This place is considerably newer than the facility at Tech in Cookeville. That's not to say that's not going to change with the new budget they got for athletic renovations in Cookeville. But this is the right size venue for high school championships. I think it seats in the upper 20,000. Everyone is just as friendly and hospitable at the stadium and throughout the city of Chattanooga as people in Cookeville were 10 years ago. The newness had kind of worn off in Cookeville a little bit. That first year they had 700 volunteers, just John Doe's and Jane Doe's in the community that stepped up and said, I want to do something. And that number started to deteriorate over the years as things like that do. They still had several hundred people last year, but this is a new toy for Chattanooga. And everyone involved here seems to be behind this project.
Murphy, you're a good man. I appreciate on short notice your willingness to come on and talk about all this. I'm sure we'll do this again down the road.
Yeah, they still have 8 more games to play.
Bring it on. Let's talk again.
Thanks, George.
That's Murphy Fair. He is truly the guru of Tennessee high school football. And DCA and Nashville Christian are scoreless. DCA had a long drive to start the game, but then threw a pick in the end zone that sort of thwarted the deal. So 3 minutes left in a scoreless first quarter. Watson, in fairness to Cookeville, they also had the issue of suddenly having to have tornado manpower.
George, I haven't heard that mentioned, but at the same time, I can see how that could be. Everybody here was... Still, to me, I kind of disagree with Murphy. I don't know about the fall off with help, but the excitement was still in this town and loved every minute of carrying it that way. And but that tornado is something that, my gosh, I mean, and nobody, I don't care what size your town is, should want to deal with that. That was devastating.
So let me ask you the same question I asked him. Trent Dilfer very quickly has gone into Lipscomb and turned heads, and now he's won a state title. What's the end game for him?
I can see Engel Martin staying a lot longer than Trent, and I have no reason, George, to say that, meaning that somebody has told me that's the fact. That's just me looking at a crystal ball a little bit and watching them both, and I don't think Trent will just stay forever. He may be a Nashvilleian now. I don't know about that, but I'd see him trying to do more and maybe move up some way into the college game somehow or something like that. Maybe go to the NFL.
Well, first of all, as good a broadcaster as he was, if I'm Fox, and I know Fox tried to butt in to the interview, if Fox wants to butt in again, they need to butt in and hire Trent Dilfer. He's a terrific broadcaster.
Yeah, and he might go back that route if he's had enough of the coaching world, you know. Do you agree or disagree with me? You know him. I don't know him. I'm just watching him and his reactions and listening to him talk and in interviews and stuff. Do you feel like I do, or you think he might stay there for a long, long while?
No, I guess I'm hard-pressed to believe he'll be there long-term. Now, he may at some point tell me otherwise, but Terry, he's got so many talents. He is an absolute A-plus broadcaster. Fox should have been all over him the minute ESPN let him go. I was shocked that they weren't. And, you know, does he have aspirations at a higher level? I don't know. But I don't know how you cannot at least kind of have that in the back of your mind a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly is a good broadcaster. You know, when you would have him on and when I'd hear him on ESPN, he really made a lot of great points. And one of the things, too, that I really liked about him was, you know, even though he was an NFL player, he knew that his career was limited in certain regards. And he kind of said, okay, I'm not going to approach this from the viewpoint of a superstar. I'm going to approach this from the viewpoint of a guy who had to work and struggle and earn everything that I got on the football field. And, you know, I don't know Trent, but I have no doubt that he's probably put that type of approach into his coaching as well.
And I guess, Watson, a little bit of the same kind of stuff that has had Deion Sanders' name floated at a higher level than where he is right now. You know, I would assume Trent Dilfer would be a really effective recruiter to be able to go into somebody's house and say, look, I played on the NFL level. I broadcast on the NFL level. I will get your son ready for the NFL if that's what he desires.
Yeah, if he stays in coaching, he's still young enough to me to be the college or the NFL. I'm not sure. I wouldn't think more. Somebody grabs him in the NFL, somebody that he knows, somebody he's worked with when he played for, something like that. I would think more NFL than even the college route, even though you're right. I think he would be a very good recruiter if he wants to be.
So that's one of the questions that that may be left to be decided. I don't know. Trent may be there long term. If I had to bet, I would say at some point he's going to another level. Again, like Watson, I don't have any proof, but you know, it's natural to think that he might want to try this at a higher level to be able to say, can my stuff work on the collegiate level or the NFL level, whatever.
Yeah, and he may go as a position coach in both of those and then move himself up the ladder, you know. That may happen. DCA just picked a pass off and ran it back to the 5-yard line, George, so they're about to score.
You know what? Your TV is quicker than mine. Yeah. Right now he's at the 30.
Oh.
So apparently your TV runs the 100-yard dash quicker than mine.
He's closer to Chattanooga than you are.
You know what, Terry?
Terry,
well said. I mean, gosh.
Terry, did you have a 4.6 when you were?
No.
For George to get to a 4.6,
you had
Terry,
to add them all up.
You'd add all three, counting summer school.
Grade on a curve. 4.6. Former Tennessee basketball star Mark Griffin will join us after the break. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean... my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. That's 800-748-6805.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Blaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. The University of Tennessee 5-1 on the young basketball season so far. They've got Colorado this weekend. I thought this would be a good time to check in with our buddy and former Vol basketball star, Mark Griffin. He was a participant Monday night in the bowling soiree. Mark, how'd you do?
George, I survived and advanced. But I didn't do too well. I tell you what, I was intimidated. I had Will Perdue right next to me. I had flashbacks to college days. I thought he was going to block me when I was bowling. And believe it or not, Will Perdue is a fantastic bowler.
How good is he?
I know at one point he had three strikes in a row, and it took him, you know, most people takes about five or six steps to, you know, to bowl the ball. He took two.
Well, yeah, he's got size 21 boots for feet.
And what amazed me, George, is they had shoes that were close to big enough to fit him. I don't know if they special ordered or not, but they did have a size 20 that were on display the other night for your bowling affair.
Oh, yeah, Larry Schmitto saw to it that happened. Got that from another one of his bowling alleys, which was fabulous. So you had a good time.
Oh, a great time, George. What was great about it was, you know, all the participants seemed to have a really good time cutting up, reminiscing, visiting with the celebrities. I had Pat Sperduto, excuse my pronunciation, and he's just, he was a character and such a joy to bowl with, had many stories to share, and others that I got to run into, you know, several in the black and gold, and fortunately I had Bubba Miller there, so I had a little dotted of orange and white there to talk to, but a great time had by all.
So let's talk about Tennessee basketball right now. Just sort of give me your overall good, bad, where you think they are right now.
Well, the good, it shows you how Coach Barnes can change his philosophy in coaching. You know, a lot of times you have programs that you recruit to a style of basketball, and you're going to stick with that style. But if you look at this season's team makeup versus, let's say, last year where you had Jaden Springer and Keon Johnson and Eves Pons, you know, very athletic, big guard, you know, big forward type player, shot blockers and drivers to the basket. And you look at this team's makeup, George, and you've got a smaller team that's more perimeter oriented. And on top of that, I don't have last year's stats on how many three-pointers we're shooting, but I can pretty much guarantee they're shooting at least 40% more than they were at this time last year. The team's getting up almost 27 three-pointers a game, which I never thought I would see with a Coach Barnes team.
Watson, say hello to that bowling guru, Mark Griffin.
Mark, don't feel bad, bud. I'm such a bad bowler. My wife bowled for me, and she's pretty good. So
there you go. Representing, that's it.
My team got a lot better when we made the – substitution there, if you want to call it that. So, oh, and I got to spend some time with Bubba. It's always fun to talk to Bubba. Telling you now, Tennessee ought to be proud of him. He was a good player, Mark. A really good player.
Fine young man, too.
Yep, recruited him hard to come to Vanderbilt.
Wow.
Did not happen. So had to play against him then. But, do you think, Mark, they're going to be this style of team? Is that what you're seeing? You think they're going to be a complete – I mean, last year, ball control, defense, you know, just nobody seemed to would put it up at critical times, and now they're throwing it up from everywhere. You think it's going to stay like this?
I do, Coach. And one reason in particular – well, there's actually two, but the main one is – your floor general and Kennedy Chandler, you know, if teams are going to have to take risks, they're either going to play him straight up and not let him drive to the basket. And if they do take away his drive, then he's going to be able to kick to the many guards that UT has that can shoot three-pointers, including, you know, Justin Powell, who had a fantastic game the last outing, you know, took five shots, hit five threes, can't do any better than that. And then with Santiago, we'll just call him that instead of his last name, or Santi, you know, has been a much more comfortable player, I think, at the wing than what he was running the point guard. So I think you're going to see it based on the makeup of this team. Now, George did ask what was some of the bad. I think when you've got such a guard-oriented team, it's going to hurt you in matchups as far as rebounding. That's just something they may have to live with and try to do their best to control tempo, because you're not going to have a lot of big guys on the floor at once. They have at times gone with big Euros and the local kid from Chattanooga, Brantley Huntley Hatfield. They've both been on the court at the same time, which, you know, Euros is 7 foot and Hatfield is 6'10 from Clarksville. But I don't think you're going to see much of that. I think you're going to see this for a pretty good time period, Coach.
Good. I hope so. That'll be fun to watch. Terry?
Mark, one of the things, you know, that about this Tennessee roster, and you talked about Chandler coming in here to run the point guard, how have the newer, younger guys that have gotten here, obviously, you know, with the COVID season last year, there were a lot of new faces come in, how have they mixed with – Vescovi or Vescovi, ever how he's pronouncing it, and Fulkerson, and some of the guys that have been here for quite a while.
Well, it looks to see there's been a good mix. I mean, you've got the talking about height, you know, 5'9", Zakai Ziegler, that, you know, came from nowhere, you know, has really blended in well and played a tremendous game and pretty much helped beat North Carolina, you know, over a week ago. And then you've got Kenny Chandler at 6', which may be a stretch as well, to mix in with, you know, the senior and Victor Bailey that's, you know, not been shooting well, but he looked like he worked out of a slump the other day, hitting 3 of 6 3-pointers. I think it's been a good mix. Someone that I still concerned about, though, guys, is we mentioned Folky, and he's been there even seems like right when I graduated. But, you know, with Folky, can he stay healthy? Is he strong enough inside? It just seems to me, guys, still when he's receiving the ball, and it'd be interesting for you to watch this weekend, is he coming down the ball with strength and where he wants to catch the ball, or is he being pushed off the block? I'm seeing him being pushed off the block and still not as comfortable on the inside as I know he would like to be. So that's an area of improvement, because they're going to have to get the ball inside, because as you guys know, you live and die like Auburn approach shooting the threes, you're going to die, or maybe the Alabamas of the world, and they're going to have to establish some sort of inside presence with John Fulkerson to go to the line, because at the end of the game, a lot of these games are going to be won at the free throw line.
And then my second one is a quick glance at the schedule. I saw that in about 2 weeks they play the Memphis Tigers, and we know how spicy that got a couple of years ago. What do you think that rivalry, what's that game you think, how's it going to unfold, and what do you think that rivalry looks like on the hardwood?
Mark, got about a minute.
Okay, I think it's going to be a great rivalry, especially for the fans. You know, you've got some kids, they're such a young team with Amani Bates and Jalen Dern that just came on board, may not respect the rivalry of playing against Tennessee. But the Kenny Chandler's from Memphis. I'm sure he's got that date marked. I think it's going to be a great rivalry and a great matchup. And obviously it's being played in Nashville at Bridgestone, so that's a lot where the Mid-State fans can come out and watch as well.
That will be some fun stuff. I think I'm right. 11 o'clock in the morning,
yes,
on Saturday, December the 18th.
That's correct.
Mark, look forward to having you come in studio some here in the near future. Thanks for being a part of the bowling. You never did give me a score. I wonder if that was maybe intentional.
It was intentional.
Fair enough. At least you were honest about it. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
I had a 167 in game one. Game two apparently was postponed because of rain.
I'll just say that I was over. I broke 100 both games. I was happy, having not bowled in about 10 years.
Stat of the day is next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel. Music City's holiday party destination.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soul-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soulteat.com/radio to get started.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hey Nashville, the 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors. Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Bass Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Hargrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
One of the legends, Icky Woods. We love pork rinds.
So you're not the only one. So I get some pork rinds, and I'm smiling high off. Get your pork rinds, man. He ain't nothing like them. They got all kinds, too. They got dill pickle, man. Oh, man.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul-T, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
DCA at 14-0 on Nashville Christian midway through the second quarter. Watson, today's question comes from Commissioner Pogue.
Good. Let's hear it.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Well, earlier, George had a editorial talking about the retirement of Shane Foster's 32 and not Will Perdue. And not Jan Vanbrugge.
All three at number 32 should be in.
All right. Here is the trivia. Vanderbilt basketball has had 9 first-round draft picks over the years. How many of them can you name?
Ooh.
Huh? 9 first-round draft picks.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Okay. Clyde Lee.
Clyde Lee. He was the very first.
Will Perdue.
Will Perdue. Yes.
9th overall pick in the draft. Derek Byers.
How about Jan Van Bredekhoff?
Really? Wow.
Watson, what you got?
Oh, now we turn to Watson.
Now with 2 strikes. Well,
Jan was
now that we've flunked.
You got to remember.
What was the guard that got hurt just recently? What's his name? Garland?
Oh, yeah. Darius Garland.
Darius Garland.
Excellent.
Yep.
Billy There's McCaffrey one. In there? I don't like the question.
So Clyde Lee was the first.
The other guy that played with Garland, there were 2 of them on that team. Right?
There sure were. It's Aaron Neesmith.
Naismith.
Neesmith. Yeah.
Neesmith, okay.
Or Willie Donick.
You give him another one for that.
Thank you. It was a first rounder in my mind.
I know.
Let's see. Let's go way back. How about Rod Freeman?
Jeff Turner. Thanks to the caller that just helped
well,
me
see,
with that.
Well, see, that's cheating.
It was cheating. It was cheating. Get over it.
I've tried to
help
before.
Oh, it's okay for you to cheat, huh?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you've got four of the nine.
Okay,
only
let's hear
four them. Of the nine.
Let's hear them.
Wade Baldwin. Damian Jones.
Keep going.
John Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
And Festus Ezeli.
By the way, my
thanks. Where
was
Damari Carroll?
Second, well, he, remember, finished his career at Missouri.
That's right, he left. But he wasn't a first-rounder, though.
Yes, he was. He was a first-rounder, but he...
I just remember him. Steven played against him.
The very first draft pick in 1950 was in the eighth round. Historians.
Wow, Bob Dudley Smith.
Billy Joe Adcock.
Okay. My thanks to Al McKinney's wife, Ann McKinney, who helped me cheat. I love it.
My next guest was going to be David Price.
Wow. I kind of like Willie. It was a good one. Underdog Picks on the Plaster Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. No lockdowns, but more safety measures here in the U.S. heading into the winter months. President Biden announcing his strategy as the Delta variant continues to drive cases up, and a third case of the Omicron variant was confirmed in the U.S. The strategy includes expanded testing. The president is urging all Americans, including children, to get vaccinated.
For any parent worried about Omicron variant or the Delta variant, get your child vaccinated.
Travelers coming into the U.S. will also have to take a test prior to their trip, regardless of vaccination status. House lawmakers are expected to take up a stopgap measure today to head off a government shutdown. The deadline is the end of this week. GOP senators are vowing to block a vote unless a vote is also taken to strip funding for the president's vaccine mandates for businesses. Stocks on Wall Street are surging in late-day trading as investors try to snap up bargain stocks after this week's sell-offs. At one point, the Dow was up more than 700 points. This is ABC News.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hey, how's it going? Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you suffering from bad gift giving? Look for the signs. Do people avoid eye contact when opening your gifts? When your friends say, you really shouldn't have, do they really mean you really shouldn't have? On more than one occasion, have you been re-gifted the same gift you gifted that person the year before? If so, the new Holiday Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery might be right for you. Available now at your local retailer. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Side effects include invitations to more parties and less awkward looks at gift exchanges.
Dashing through the store with a dollar in your hand. Through the aisles you go. Here's a 20 grand. Scratch your ticket now. Blow away the dust. And if you've got the luck, you could win some bucks. Oh, Tennessee Lottery. Make your season green. It just takes a little luck, a dollar and a dream. Hey, Tennessee Lottery. Making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to play the lottery tonight.
Play new Holiday Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
Touchdown, Leonard Fournette.
Witness tomorrow's NFL stars this December at the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Eli back to throw, avoids pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, Armstrong in the end zone, touchdown.
Don't miss a second as two of college football's most exciting programs from the SEC and Big Ten go head-to-head on Thursday, December 30th at 2 p.m. inside Nissan Stadium. For more information on this year's game, including ticket availability, visit MusicCityBowl.com to get your tickets today.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
We welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour, even if I didn't say that very well. Let's get you updated on what's going on from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Bowl in Chattanooga. Game 1, Lipscomb blew out CPA 27-0. Congratulations to Trent Dilfer and his squad. The game in progress right now, DCA, Donaldson Christian, leading Nashville Christian 14-0, 3:45 to play in the second period. Okay, it's a Thursday, it's football season, you know what that means. The 2021 edition of the Underdog Picks is brought to you by Sir Speedy of Music City, the official sign provider of WNSR Radio. By A&R Roofing, where the pick always covers your roofing, siding, and gutter needs. And by Wilson Bank and Trust, providing an assortment of financial solutions and friendly professional service. And now, here's your esteemed commissioner, Pogue.
Good afternoon, fellows. How are we this Thanksgiving post week?
Pogie, we're good. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, we're good except in the underdog picks.
Wow.
Hello, Watson.
Hello, Mr. Polk. Are you doing all right?
I'm doing well. I really enjoyed talking with Watson for about 5 minutes the other night. He had no idea who he was talking to. He hadn't seen
me. I did. As soon as you spoke, I didn't know you as soon as you walked up with that grubby beard.
I told you it hides my double chin.
Watson, what is it you don't like about his beard?
Oh, I think it's fine. It looks a lot like me. It's gray.
Yeah. It's called Medicare. You know, so
I guess, well, I know all about that. Yeah,
okay.
But again, I know I called the other day Tuesday morning on, and again, congratulations. Thank it was you. what a great time was had by so many, and for Monroe Carroll and Toys for Tots. I mean, you nailed those charities as well. So I
hate to tell you this, you were 0-2 on the.
What
charity.
Did I do? Okay. I gave
Monroe
my money.
Carroll is an awesome charity.
I gave my money to the wrong people.
Toys for Tots is an awesome charity.
Well, help me out. I'm
absolutely. But yeah, look, it's fun.
I've only heard it 1,400 times.
Because you get on me about show prep.
I know.
And then you make up two charities.
That's what I get for being
that
nice.
That don't even exist.
Well, they do exist. The Monroe Carroll Children's Home and Toys for Tots.
What grade would you give him on this?
I'm staying out of this one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm
staying out of this one completely.
Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center.
Tit for tat. You know what?
No, that's not good enough.
Children are children, right?
Yes,
right,
they are. Children, Toys for Tots, Last Minute Toy Store. Let's do it all. They both of them got checks in your honor.
What? Children are children. Good Lord.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I'll say this. Yeah. You tried to get him out of this.
I tried my best to help the pokester out of this.
Because honest,
the man's in a deep hole, man. You got to help him out here a little bit. He's in a deep hole. I'm not sure we can see him down that well as far as he is right now.
You sure it wasn't UNICEF?
Oh, gosh.
Well, the first part was accurate anyway. Good job by
what
you, George.
What part did you get right?
The good time part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Lord. Yeah. All right. Are we done with that?
What are we doing today anyway, by the way?
Yeah, we're doing picks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we are reviewing the picks.
Are we now?
Yes, we are. Last week, the defending champion opened up with Terry McCormick. He took your brother, Watson, North Carolina +6 at NC State. And I know I talked about with this with you Monday night. Ouch. NC Oof. State with a 34-30 win and down by 9 with 2 minutes to go. Come back and win that one.
Oh, God. God bless you, Terry.
That one was hurtful.
You're hurting, but that ain't hurting any worse than poor Mac is right now.
I almost texted you Friday night.
And you should have, because I didn't know. Did you tell the story, or I'll tell it real quick.
Yeah, you turned it off.
I turned it off.
You took it to the barn.
I took it to the barn and watched something else, and Brenda wasn't sitting in here with me, so I just turned it off. He was up 9 with 1:37 to go. Yeah.
So you went to the Apple Cup?
I don't know where I went. I can't remember. We watched something. Brenda walked in. We watched something else, and I don't find out for 2 hours later. I just happened to check my phone looking at something else or scores, and there's the score, 34-30. I said, what?
It's one of three options. You either went Apple Cup, Christmas Vacation, or Yellowstone?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I do know that I turned it off. I haven't told my brother that one yet. I'm not going to go there.
It's a good thing you didn't text him congratulations.
Oh, I usually don't do that till the next day anyway, so I would have been all right.
Yeah,
with
that'd been nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz that would have been really pretty.
I almost texted you that night and you'd have got the text. You go, "What?"
You know. I would have known quicker if you had. So.
But so Terry with a heartbreaker does not get the 6 points. The commissioner.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Let's stop there.
Okay.
Terry, describe how it felt.
Well, it was just kind of a sickening thud, because when you're up 9 with 1.5 minutes to go, you're thinking, hey, you've already in some respects added the points to your total.
And oh, we can never do that.
No, we can't.
But George, from now on, stopping there to belabor Terry's misery. We might have to get the whistle out.
Honestly, kind of a low blow.
Yeah.
So.
At least I know where the money's going.
Yeah. Well, you should, since it's in your account.
Why did Why did Ray not hit the whistle?
He's scared of you.
He's not scared. Clearly, he's not scared of me.
George is on his good side since Ray got to meet Adam Duvall.
Wow.
We're just hoping Fox doesn't interrupt again. That's what we're hoping for.
You know, that was good of them to come in.
Yeah, it was. Nice.
What else we got?
All right, the commissioner went second. He took North Texas +10.5 at home against Texas San Antonio. And the Mean Green went outright 45-23. So the commissioner gets 10.5 points with that pick. And basically, San Antonio, which is playing in the Conference USA Championship game Friday night, that was already set. North Texas 5-6 playing at home to get bowl eligible. So that's why I took North Texas +10.5, and they went outright.
Yeah.
To go bowling.
Big win for them.
Big win for the commissioner. It really was. I noticed you don't stop and have me expand on that, because I got it right. Next came George Plaster.
Oh, we're going to expand on the win.
I know. And George took Michigan +8.5 over the Ohio State University in Michigan. Pretty convincingly, 42-27.
They kicked the crap out of Ohio State.
They did. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Gloat. Do whatever you moonwalk. I don't care. Do what you want to do over there.
It was a good win.
That's it?
It's the latest in a series.
Yeah, you've had, 3 weeks in a row, I think, now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. We'll go over the standings here in a little while.
How's that working for you, Jerry?
And then
We're under .500 for the first time this year.
And then Watson rounded out the field. He took South Carolina +11.5 at Clemson, and South Carolina has yet to score, and the Clemson wins 30-0.
The only thing you got wrong, it was at South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, it was 30-0.
Yeah, it sure was. Thank you very much. Some things never change. You just kind of keep rolling.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? I mean, obviously, it's a rebuilding campaign.
What am I thinking about? I've gone 6 double digits in a row. What do you figure that got me? It got me 0 for November, and it's got me, 0 for part of October and 0 for November. That's what it got me.
Listen to this one. Excuse me for just a second. Antonio Brown among 3 players suspended 3 games by the NFL for misrepresenting COVID vaccination status. Oh, the tangled web we weave.
When we lie about COVID.
Was it all Bucs players or just him?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
He and Mike Edwards and then free agent John Franklin III. I have no idea.
Because they had said somebody was making fake COVID cards for him on the team. That's what I read.
Well, that's easy to do, really. I mean.
Did you ever have a fake card before you were 18 there, Pogie?
I forged a report card one time.
Oh, I promise you, you did that. You turned an F into a B, didn't you?
Kicked my butt when she figured it out.
Woo!
What did you change it to? An F to an A?
It was a passing grade to a barely pass. It was a failing grade to a barely passing grade.
Well, how did you do that?
Well, it's a long story. I'm not going through the gory details, but I got caught late in the game. And when I got caught, I was told that I could walk to summer school. It's a long walk from Hillwood to Franklin.
When I was in the 7th grade at Bowling Green Junior High School, mm-hmm. our teacher, bless his heart, was an alcoholic. And he would go back into his office, and he stayed drunk all day. Well, on the final exam, everyone in the room made a 93.
Wow.
Yes. We went in there and just wrote down 93 for everybody.
So everybody.
Everybody got a 93 because everybody in the class was in on it.
I'm telling you, Pokey, at least you drug everybody down with you.
I said, I may be the lead.
You just took the whole class down with you.
I said, you want a 93? How about a 93? The only one that objected was the guy who made a 98.
This great academic moment sponsored by Toys for Tots.
And Special Olympics.
You just tried it.
Gloss
over that one, didn't you?
Sometimes I just need to keep my mouth shut. But anyway, all right, here's where we are through week 13. The regular season is in the books, and the director, George Plaster, at 48.5 points, is in the lead.
I'm your daddy.
Oh boy! Not only are the Braves winning, now we got to hear this.
I hope that laxative works soon over there with that big grunt.
Move on.
Plaster 48.5 points. Then the commissioner. I, with the 10.5 point winner last, am now in second place. Although I transposed it, but didn't change the numbers. If you look in the standings there, I am in second place with 38 points. One half ahead of the defending champion, Terry McCormick, at 37.5 points, and then Watson with 11.5 points. So, the standings.
Watson.
What, bud?
You've got to get better.
What, bud?
I mean,
this has got to get better.
He does have the first pick this
week. How's he going to get better, George?
You're going to take the first pick, and you're going to first of all, you're going to improve your attitude.
My attitude's great.
No, I'm not sure it is.
It is fantastic, man. I'm telling you.
At least you're not donating thing to Toys for Tots.
I'm donating. I don't have anything to donate. I got no points. I can't donate to nothing.
You got to work. You got to work at it.
I got to work at it?
Mm-hmm. The Week 14 picks, limited schedule with the championship games and another one in there thrown in here or there. So it will be Watson, Terry, Pogue, and Plaster. That order coming up.
Stay tuned. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final App. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers. Plus, this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final App with Kerry Murphy.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
It is now the moment that all of you have awaited. Underdog picks for week 29.
Presented by the Monroe Carroll Children's and Toys for Tots.
So you got to be careful, yeah, because we've actually got sponsors.
Martha O'Brien, center.
No, I mean in this segment.
Oh, we do have sponsors. Yeah,
you
but
want,
that's a nonprofit.
You want your open hit again?
That's a nonprofit.
Is there a way to hit Pogi's open again so he'll know?
But a nonprofit is a nonprofit's a nonprofit, right? That's not a.
You're not going to get yourself out of this. You're just not. Okay.
All right.
This is a major screw up.
Ray, you. Oh, it's yeah, right. I'll be quiet then. Ray, Watson Brown is on the clock.
No more.
There you go, Watson.
Yeah, we don't need to hear the whole thing.
Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, but I mean enough.
At least I got to dance to that music. That was kind of that was kind of nice.
We go off the air at 4.
What's that supposed to mean, George?
Well, we weren't going to hear that whole pitiful whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's a good song, though.
Good song.
Oh, it matched. I mean, it fits the
It's a good choice, Watson.
It is a good choice.
Yes.
Thank you, Pogi. That's nice of you to say, bud.
See, now you can build on that and make you another good choice right here with pick number one.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I probably got a better shot this week because I forgot all about it. My wife and I were driving in the car, and she said, just close your eyes, put a finger on one. You might do better that way. So,
and that, were you driving?
No, she was.
Okay, good.
She was driving. So I got a good shot before I even came on the air. Even from
so did
wife.
I.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. I kind of defended you a little bit. But.
No, I just we're talking about something else. But go
oh,
on
you're
then.
Talking about something else. Oh, I'm a little slow.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm a little slow.
What do you think I was out in the car at 2:30?
I didn't know what you were doing in the car, but I figured it out now.
I wasn't listening to plans, that's for sure.
Gosh.
I'll go with the double digit that's on there. I'm going to take Iowa over Michigan.
Iowa plus 11.
Plus 11 over Michigan. See if my double digit way works again. We'll go for a seventh week in a row.
Well, you know, I thought about it. I think probably all of us did because there's not a lot to think about. Don't you think Iowa mucks this thing up? I mean, they've got like a plus 13 in turnover this year, and I still think Michigan is celebrating last Saturday, frankly.
I think there's a chance because of the celebration. That hadn't happened in so long. That's so big in Ann Arbor and through the state of Michigan.
I mean, they beat Ohio State for – first time since the Reagan administration, it seems like. So, you know, that was their Super Bowl, and I think they could come out flat.
So, Michigan to come out of the clouds. But let's also say this. In the second half of the season, Iowa has been a total fraud.
They have, but...
How do you call somebody a fraud that's playing in the championship?
How did they get here?
Well,
they won games.
Because Wisconsin lost to Minnesota.
Right. They beat Nebraska.
So they weren't expecting to be there.
A lot of people beat Nebraska.
But Iowa's a bit of an underdog in that one. So they had to beat Nebraska, and then Minnesota had to beat Wisconsin. Both of them were upsets.
Okay.
All right.
Iowa was second half fraud.
So Watson... Plus 11 with Michigan. Terry McCormick is on the clock.
If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
So, Terry, you moving? What?
No. I'm trying to make it through December after a November with terrible picks.
Does it get warm in January? What happens in January?
I don't know. Ask Merle. He's the one that's singing the song. Oh, gosh. Well, I had entertained the thought of taking Iowa, but Watson took care of that for me. So I'm going to go the other direction with the one that is obvious. Got to take Alabama against Georgia because I think that now, you know, that's the next best-looking game on the schedule, and Alabama's rarely an underdog.
Yeah, 6.5-point underdog, and Georgia rarely beats Alabama.
There you go.
In these settings. Thoughts around the room, George?
That's the one I would have took if it had more points. I just think they got a real shot at them. I do.
For Georgia to knock down the Berlin Wall.
They got to knock it down, but you got to go do it. Michigan did it last week, so we'll see if Georgia can do it this week.
I think the Berlin Wall came down under Gorbachev and Reagan.
Right, but it's their Berlin Wall.
Oh, that a metaphor.
Georgia.
That was a metaphor?
Something like that.
So, Terry McCormick, Alabama plus 6.5 at the SEC Championship game, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Georgia. And it'll land the, what's it called now? The Mercedes Stadium, right?
Yes.
All right.
Sponsored by Toys for Tots.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, do we need to do the open? There's a sponsor in there.
Oh, that's right. I violated my own deal. Yeah.
You've been double whistled.
Well, yeah. I mean, you whispered to him. We could hear it.
I know that. I could have, like, done a signal. Hey, Ray. Get the whistle.
That was really creative.
This is good radio. It is perfect.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Somewhere Edward R. Murrow is spinning. All right. Probably in its grave. All right. The commissioner is on the clock.
Every day.
No. I've been tracking Terry all year, and I have got that, so I'm lifted up where I belong. Right, don't look in the river mirror there, George. Don't look. It's me knocking on your door. Sound effects, even with that.
Do you think I care?
No, I don't think you care at all. Anyway, I'm going to chip away. I'm going to take Baylor +5.5 against Oklahoma State. Now, Oklahoma State has not been a fraud, by the way. If you've been playing them, they're 9-0-1 against the spread. How about that? 9-0-1 against the spread. These two teams played earlier, obviously, and then Oklahoma State wins it 24-14. Baylor's quarterback is going to be back, Bohannon. I like this. I think Baylor, you know, it's only 5.5 points.
It's got a shot.
And so I'm only going to set myself in position to overtake you in the bowl games. So Baylor +5.5.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now the director is on the clock.
Hey, Watson.
Yeah.
You remember the logic I used last week?
No.
Michigan's a darn good football team. They're a big underdog at home. Why are they that big a dog? They're going to win?
Yeah.
Why is Texas San Antonio an underdog? They earned the opportunity to be at home in their title game, Conference USA.
Because they got embarrassed against North Texas.
Yeah, I think recent bias. Bias, brother.
Don't the game think? Is on their home field, correct?
Friday night.
Yeah,
and it's on this radio station, okay. By the way. 5 o'clock with the pregame, 6 o'clock with the kickoff.
Well, let me tell you.
Go Hilltoppers.
Texas San Antonio wins it. Book it.
+3.5.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It opened by a pick'em, and this thing's gone up all week long. And Texas San Antonio +3.5 at home in the Conference USA Championship game against the Hilltoppers.
The winner goes where?
The winner goes... Probably to the Boca Raton Bowl, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that, maybe. Liberty Bowl?
Oh, no.
No, they're not lying there.
No.
Conference USA's got some, you know, secondaries.
Ms. Lou Bowls.
Yeah.
The Poulan Weed Eater Bowl.
Oh, my God. Don't we start that.
Would you like to review?
Yes, I will. Watson opened it up with Iowa +11 against Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. Terry went Alabama +6.5 with Georgia in the SEC championship game. I went Baylor +5.5 with Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship game. And then the Conference USA championship game, you can actually listen to it, George, right here.
Right.
You can download the app. Mm-hmm. You can go to all of our social media platforms at Nash Sports Radio, and you can listen to it right here. And Texas San Antonio is getting 3.5 from my Hilltoppers.
Watson.
Yes, sir.
There are three things in life that are certainties. What are they?
I have no idea. I'm sure you're going to tell us all.
Well, think about it.
Do I have to? Death, taxes, and pick'ems. Book it.
Death, taxes, and next week I'll be your leader.
Well, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
There's no way against it.
Oh, three things in life are certainties. Hoagie, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, what? and
hey, guys, what's the best game on the board? Throw out the points. You know what I think it is? Louisiana.
What do you mean throw out the points?
Throw out the point spreads and just the game that somebody's going to win.
Appalachian State, Louisiana.
I think Louisiana beats App State.
Is Billy Napier coaching?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Utah, Oregon stayed with his team.
He stayed with his team.
Utah, Oregon is the best game.
I bet they play their hearts out for him.
Well, and that's the Sun Belt Conference Championship game. Utah, Oregon.
And it's at Lafayette.
Right. Utah and Oregon is a rematch. Oregon is a 2.5-point favorite.
No, Utah's 2.5-point
favorite. Yeah, that's what I say. Utah's 2.5-point favorite, right.
Yeah.
Yep. You had a little trouble with that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
Utah minus 2.5 against Oregon.
You kept trying to say that Oregon was the favorite when, in fact, they were not.
I'll just tell you, PPP, Pogue's Precarious Prognostications, take Oregon.
You're done, aren't
take
you?
Take Oregon. Put a fork in
done,
me.
Aren't
Put
you?
A fork in me.
See you next
what
week.
What are we doing for the bowl?
Head to the car, Pogie. Yeah. Head to the car, boy.
Now, that's got me in trouble already.
God. As far as I'm concerned, the season is over this Saturday.
Oh, no. We still have the bowls.
We
still have bowl games.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Hey, see you guys.
Pogie, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So, Watson, let me see if I got this right. Billy Napier will coach the game.
Yes.
So Lafayette is saying, look, we understand, you know, this is what should happen when you achieve at a high level here.
I think so. I think this one is being done with a little class. And he's not even said he won't stay for the bowl yet.
And Notre Dame has invited Brian Kelly to coach in the bowl game?
Yeah, you think? I just appreciate Billy doing that. I think that's pretty neat.
I think it'd be hilarious if Notre Dame and LSU got matched up in a bowl game.
Oh, I think it'd be hilarious if Notre Dame got in the playoff without a coach.
Oh. So, Watson, let me ask this real quick in 1 minute. Okay, I keep hearing defensive coordinator. Are you really going to risk that at Notre Dame, a guy that's been there 1 year?
I think they're going to do it, George. I really think they're going to do it.
The thing of it is, had Clark Lee stayed there, you wonder would the job have been his?
Who knows? I don't know, but I really believe they're going to hire Freeman. Think they're going to do it.
Jerry Faust.
Oh, wow.
Bob Davey.
Charlie Weiss.
Decided schematic advantage. Have they not learned their lesson? Go get a proven commodity.
Go back to where Air Parsegian came from. Wasn't he a Northwestern?
Northwestern.
Guy? Go back and get that guy.
Okay, we'll open up the phones. Let's see where you all want to take it. 615-844-5600. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Smashville is waiting for you. Join us to be a part of the action. Head to Bridgestone Arena December 2nd and 4th to watch your Nashville Predators take on fierce opponents, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens. Single game tickets are available now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. There's nothing better than hockey at home in Smashville. Don't wait. Secure your tickets today. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Grab your gold and get to Smashville. Let's go, Preds!
Hey, Grizz Nation. Join us Saturday at 7 for another Western Conference showdown when your next-gen Grizz take on the Rockets. Secure your spot as we're celebrating one of Memphis's legends, Zach Randolph, in a special retirement ceremony during the game. The first 5,000 fans get a commemorative vinyl record of Z-Bo's greatest hits. Get ready to pay homage and get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visiting Grizzlies.com. And hear the game on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We have loaded lines. Let's get right to it. In Smyrna, Frank, welcome.
Hello, guys. How we doing?
We're good. Hope you are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Beautiful day. Only thing missing was a round of golf, but that will be tomorrow afternoon at beautiful Smyrna Municipal. Two things. First of all, I wanted to give a shout out to Tullahoma High School. I am a proud alum of Tullahoma High School, class of 1990, and we are playing for our first ever state championship Saturday morning down in Chattanooga against Elizabethton, who I'm not even sure where Elizabethton is, but like I said, it's our first ever appearance. We've only made the semifinals twice in school history, one of which was my sophomore year in 1987. And no, I was not on that team. Those were the years of Steve Matthews and Antonio London and those guys. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, these guys we got now are in Tullahoma. They just, you know, Coach Allen's done it. He's been there forever, gosh. And just what a job he's done. Second straight year of being undefeated. And this goes back, I don't know, it's not been all that long ago that they went for a couple of years that they didn't win a game at all. So I just wanted to give a public shout-out to Tullahoma. Go Wildcats. Bring that state title home to Tullahoma. It's, if you've ever been there on a Friday night, the whole town goes to the games. It looks like Friday Night Lights. It's amazing. And I just wanted to just to kind of gush about that right quick. Other thing, George, regarding what you said about Vanderbilt at the start of the show, I completely concur as a lifelong Vandy fan. Good for Shea Foster. He's a great guy. I've met him several times, but
totally deserving.
Come on, Vanderbilt. God, Vandy, be better, please. Just please.
I mean, do they even have a public relations department over there? What in the world? Hey, that's putting it nicely. I cannot believe. I'm totally with you. I don't even know what to say. I'm just babbling here, guys.
I'm going to assume, Frank, that it came up in the room that somebody said, okay, if we're going number 32, is anybody aware that there's also a Will Perdue and a Jan Van Bredekhoff that are both, you know, of that level? I don't understand.
I don't either. I saw Perdue play. I was in high school, but I played against him in summer camp at Vanderbilt, and he took that program to. I mean, he helped build it to what it was for many, many years after that. I don't know if the staff over there doesn't know their history. I find that hard to believe that Miss Lee doesn't know the history of Vanderbilt basketball. I don't believe that for a minute. So I don't know what's going on. Just really disappointed as a longtime fan. It just, I don't know.
Well, you're going to hear me beat the drums on this. Shane Foster absolutely should be in, but so should Will Perdue and so should Jan Van Bredekhoff. Frank, I got to run.
Absolutely agree, George, and I wanted to make that clear as well. I totally agree. Thank you, George. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Let's go, Kenny, the mailman. Kenny, welcome.
George, who's with you on the radio?
You know, we've got a little Watson Brown up on the plateau. We got a little Terry McCormick in studio.
I wanted to make sure they were still there because I've got some George trivia.
Oh, no.
All right, fellas, can y'all hear me?
We got you.
Yep.
All right. What's George's favorite thing to do on Wednesdays?
Eat free pie at O'Charlie's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bingo. I think he really, really must like it because the closest to one to him is boarded up. I stopped by the old Charlie's nearest George and it's boarded up with a little sign that said, "We've been plastered."
No, it did not say that.
Yes.
No, it did not say that.
No pie. No pie Wednesday.
No pie Wednesday. You're right.
That is an absolutely true story, maybe except for the wording on the sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What do you think put him out of business?
Free pie Wednesday from George.
Kenny, have a good weekend.
No. I do have a comment on your
good
32 okay. number. And I think you're a little bit wrong, George, because I don't think there's anybody there that clearly goes back that far and knows, because we're talking about I'm 60 now to remember Jan. And the thing about Jan is he was a transcendent player that nobody remembers. He was one of the first big men that could handle the ball.
Yeah,
6'8". They had 3 or 4 injuries. He moved to point guard, and coaches were furious. They said, that just can't be. And you'd go, why? And they'd go, well, it can't. And really, he was Magic Johnson before Magic Johnson, but nobody realized it.
Yep. I don't know how this has happened. But my hope is that there'll be enough screaming and yelling about it where they will realize they got to do something.
Yeah. Well, I'll Google which is the next nearest old Charlie's for you, George. That one's boarded up.
Kenny, you have a good weekend.
All right. That's a good friend for you.
Take care. They got to do something about that.
Yeah.
You cannot, with a straight face, with that number at that school, blow off the other two.
No, I agree. I mean, and it can be done. I mean, Kobe Bryant has two numbers in the rafters at the Staples Center. And, you know, with the Yankees, number 8 is shared by both Bill Dickey and Yogi Berra, retired for both of them.
So, Jeff in Murfreesboro, you're up next.
How's it going, George?
Good.
I just want to say, I watched Livingston earlier. The reason why I treated him to get a job, his daughter plays at Livingston University on the volleyball team.
Right.
That's why he took that job. I'm sure he wanted to move to Nashville, be closer to her, watch her play volleyball. I don't know what he wants to do in the future. I have no idea about, you know, if he wants to coach NFL or stay up there. I don't know what year his daughter is. I don't know if she's a junior now or a sophomore or what, but she plays on the volleyball team at Livingston University. As far as Vanderbilt retired at 3, I guess they can put all 3 names on one, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, how many numbers retired in their history? I mean,
I'm not going to swear to this. I think it's two. I think it's Clyde Lee and Perry Wallace. If I'm wrong about that, if somebody will, you know, alert me, I think it's two. I wouldn't swear to it.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I mean, I guess they can put all three on one. I don't know. But, I mean, that's just, you know, that's just part of it, I guess. I mean, I think they're going to do it regardless of what anybody says. I don't think it matters what holler and scream you do. I think they're going to do what they want to do. They don't really, I don't think, most schools don't really care what they do, I don't think. But, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, Kentucky player Friday night, she played at Cleat, played at Brady Central. She's getting her high school number retired Friday night. You know, Ryan hired. So, of course, that's high school. That's different. But, you know, she's getting hers retired on Friday night. But that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. But it's pretty rare when you get your number retired like that. So, but I'm sure Shane Foster, they probably thought he's a more modern day of the stuff that's like different players are not in the Hall of Fame. I know Greg talks about all the time Ed Tootall Jones getting in there because he played Tennessee State. Well, the voters today don't even know who Ed Tootall Jones
right.
is. They don't know when he played in the 70s.
Here's the thing. If you're going to be on a committee, it's your responsibility to know when you accept that. And if you don't know or if the group doesn't know, then get somebody on that committee that can go a ways back. Ron Bargatze would be the perfect person to go on that committee to be able to say, look, you know, life, Vanderbilt basketball didn't just start 15 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree with that. I know what you mean. But
anyway, got to run, Jeff. Watson, I don't expect it will do any good, but I'm going to continue to bang on this drum.
Oh, I think you have every right to do that, George. It would be an honor to me to see both those. They're both very good friends. Jan's a very good friend. I've tried to help Jan a lot of different times with different jobs through his career. Tried to help him at Rice big time a couple of times. So, good man.
I'll say this again because I want to make sure everybody understands this. Shane Foster is absolutely deserving of the retirement at number 32, but so are Will Perdue and so are Jan Van Bredekhoff. Final countdown on the Plaster Radio Network.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me, over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Final countdown. Preds have the Boston Bruins tonight, 7 o'clock, over at Bridgestone. That one will also be on television. Got an NFL game tonight. Cowboys at Saints. New Orleans is going to start Taysom Hill.
But it may be a move of desperation by the Saints just because – you know, Trevor Siemian didn't work out. Jameis Winston's gone for the year. I think, maybe Taysom Hill can give him a spark. In fact, neither one of these teams are playing very good football right now.
Kamara in or out tonight?
I think he might be back, but I haven't checked. No, he's out. Okay, I've been told he's out.
Watson, if he's out, and of course you've had your number one receiver out the whole year, where do the Saints get any offense?
I don't know. I just think they got to get through the year, George. They've just been decimated at the critical places. And that's a shame because that defense is very good.
Yeah. But this is a year it's just not going to work.
No. It just can't do it.
And to me, the Cowboys are kind of in a similar situation to the Titans in that they are far and away the best team in their division. And even if they don't play well, they're not going to get much of a challenge from those other three, I don't think.
No, it's now, the one thing is the NFC East, the way the NFL set up the schedule, they all play each other at the end of the year. And so in these last 5-6 weeks, you're going to get a dose of NFC East against each other. But you're right, given Dallas's lead in the division, and they're not playing worth a hoot. Their defense was pathetic a week ago. On Thanksgiving Day against the Raiders, their defense was awful.
Yeah, it was not very good at all. And, you know, they've had some injury issues too. You know, they didn't have Amari Cooper, didn't have CeeDee Lamb. I do think Cooper's going to be back tonight.
Very similar to the Titans, guys.
Yeah,
the Cowboys,
it really is.
And the Titans, because the Titans are in a very weak division, and they're getting to ride this out and try to get better and get ready for the playoffs. Watch both teams. We'll see which team of the two handles that best as they get to the playoffs.
And we have the big news that the NFL is basically saying that Antonio Brown lied about the COVID stuff. Apparently he sort of had some shenanigans with the vaccination card.
Yeah.
Three-game suspension.
I'm surprised they didn't make him just kick him out until he got vaccinated because they, you know, but I guess they can't do that. They do that with the employees, but they can't do it with the players.
Interesting. Okay. Let's see. It's 24-0 DCA. They are about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Earlier today, Lipscomb blew out CPA 27-0. We will do all of this again tomorrow. Same time, same place. This is the Plaster Radio Network.